This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station, and we're in the midst of All Things Considered, the national news from NPR, where we also pause to talk to people that are keeping you informed, keeping you connected, and in the case of our next guest, sometimes maybe even keeping you fed. We're being joined by Dr. Mike Weddle. He's a medical director, and Amy Kolakowski, a director of behavioral health services. And this is for Catholic Charities of Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster. Mike and Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So just to do an overview, the work that you do is often with at-risk populations and the people that get overlooked and forgotten a lot by others, helping the homeless, the hungry, emotionally, physically handicapped, immigrants, and marginalized and vulnerable populations. And you kind of do that anytime, but especially now during the pandemic, that's what you're doing. Is that an accurate description of your guys' gist?
It is, yes. We help manage the homeless shelter for men here in Sullivan County. We do work with immigrants. We have a large presence here, along with a lot of great community partners and other community services, working with the problem of addiction. Of course, there was an epidemic before there was a pandemic, the epidemic of opiate overdose. So we have several levels of services to provide services for people. Of course, we're doing it a little differently now that we're all under social distancing with the pandemic, but we're still doing it. We're still all hands on deck. The services are probably more needed now than they were before, because it seems like overdoses are increasing, drug use is increasing because of the stress of what we're experiencing.
And now, Amy, if you're working on the behavioral health side of this, I guess that definitely involves addiction concerns as well, right?
Yes, I am working on the addiction side. I work with both our Sullivan County Continuum of Care, our outreach teams in both Sullivan County and in Ulster County.
And your website says that last year you served more than 42,000 individuals and families, and that's regardless of race, religion, or ability to pay, and that's in Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan. Where do you have offices? That's a lot of ground to cover, Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan. That's a lot of people. Like, where do you actually operate out of?
So in Sullivan County, we operate our outpatient clinics and our outreach teams from 396 Broadway. And our residential units are located at both 17 Hamilton and 16 Jones Street. Catholic Charities in Sullivan County provides both medically supervised detox. We also have step down for and also offer substance abuse crisis unit beds. We have a men's community residence and a women's community residence. And then we have a separate supportive living. We also provide supportive housing through apartment program that we partner with OASIS and HUD. So that's our Sullivan County site. We provide peer services. We also provide medication-assisted treatment, day rehabilitation services, outpatient clinic, and then we also provide family counseling in Sullivan County. In Orange County, we provide an outpatient level of care in both Port Jervis, Middletown, Monroe, Newburgh, and Goshen. We also provide medication-assisted therapies there as well, psychiatric support in both locations. And in Ulster County, we have a Center of Treatment Innovation mobile team that we had launched several years ago, where we actually go into the community and help the at-risk population for substance use disorder, and we provide Narcan trainings, and we partner with multiple agencies out there. We also partner with Ellenville Regional Hospital through their Project Rescue, where we are able to assist people that come into their emergency room that are seeking services for substance abuse treatment or medication-assisted therapy and peer support. So that's some of the work that we do. So that's my kind of my side of the house. Then we also in all three counties have significant help with case management for some of those other programs, such as assisting people with food, rent, sometimes financial hardships that are situational, immigration services, and to help people understand their rights as far as immigration.
Now, how is the immigrant population doing in the pandemic in general? Because that's an at-risk population falls through the cracks legally, and societally, and now here we are in the middle of a crisis where everybody's getting hit. How are they doing?
Amy, I'm going to let you answer that since you're probably closer to that than I am overseeing the medical clinics.
Yeah, so currently we're still providing all of those supports through telephone supports. We're still operating fully with our case management, and we're still connecting people with legal services for immigration. In addition to that, I believe that we're also, we've ramped up here in Monticello our ability to provide food. We used to have a small food closet, but we've actually expanded that so that people can come and get assistance because we know that those are difficult times. And that's for everyone, not just necessarily our people that are immigrated.
So are you hearing anything from people? Like, can you get a read on how people are doing?
So if you're looking for specifics, that's not a program that I'm directly involved in. I wouldn't want to speak to something that I'm not completely educated on.
Right, right. Dr. Mike, is there anything, any groups of folks that you're in touch with that you can tell us how they're doing at this time?
Well, I think everyone is, you know, trying to take care of themselves the best they can. We have a number of immigrant populations in Sullivan County. Some of them work in industries where social distancing is difficult, and so I know there's a lot of stress in that community. But again, that's not what I'm doing day to day right now. Most of what we're doing is substance abuse and substance use disorder, and people dealing with addictions. And it's a busy time right now. Like I said, the epidemic existed before the pandemic. And we have people who need treatment, but, you know, they're being told to stay home, so they don't necessarily want to come in for treatment. They don't want to come into a group setting because of the risk of the pandemic. So we're working with a lot of people over the telephone where we never did that before. We're doing telephone medicine. And a doctor visit may be a 15-minute phone call. We're trying to keep everyone in treatment. We're trying to keep everyone alive, basically, while this is going on. And we just hope that people understand that when you're under stress like this, no one's going to judge you for having cravings, or no one's going to judge you for having urges. We're all doing that. You know, people are standing in front of the refrigerator having cravings. They call it the COVID-15, the 15 pounds that we're all putting on during this thing. If you have a history of substance use, then those cravings can be deadly. And no one's going to judge you. That's normal physiology when you're under stress. We just want you to call. We want you to have treatment. We're not going to ask you necessarily to come in, but we want you to come into the system, our system or someone else's system in the county, and seek treatment. Because right now it's so important that you're connected in that way.
Right, because it's a heck of a thing to try to face alone at any time. But especially
this is
right
a very
now.
Face-to-face business. You know, Normally we're doing face-to-face clinic visits, face-to-face counseling, group therapy. You know, we're talking about people's successes, their failures. We're crying together, and we just can't do that in the same way right now. But we still need to be connected.
Well, that was my next question because you're describing these that you're doing this over the phone. I was just wondering, like, how effective that is. I hear that it's a struggle, but is it effective? Is it helping?
I think it's effective for now. Eventually, we're going to have to find ways to restructure those connections. Right now, it's what's necessary. And you know, we sometimes have trouble connecting. The telephone isn't as easy as it is to come into a waiting room and sit and go into a clinic. But everyone's making an effort. It requires more effort on our part. It requires more effort on our clients' parts. People need to be responsible to be available, to have their phones, to make sure they make their appointment times. Everyone is sort of taking care of their own wellness in a different way. And when it works, it works for many people.
And I think just to add to all of that, I think in some ways it has become more convenient for some people as well, because, you know, they log in or they come on the group, they're able to do their group from home, they have their individual session from home. We've actually been doing a lot more individual sessions with people. And some of the conversation starts off with, how are things going? Because we want to make sure that all of our resources are available to every single person that we're able to connect with. So, you know, while the primary focus might be helping people to stay connected and within their new lifestyle and recovery, we also want to make sure that they have enough food at home, they're not food insecure, that they still have enough phone minutes to be able to meet with us and be able to take care of other things as far as their family, that if they're struggling to make their rent, that our resources are available to them. So some of those conversations have changed. But the being part of Catholic Charities, we're able to give them everything that we have to offer, not just a piece of something else. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I'm hearing as you talk too that it's like, so in some, for some people this might make this easier for them to connect because they're getting over one hurdle, but I really just hear your concern over just the losing the connections. Like you say, you're trying to maintain those connections, and I can only imagine the connections that you're losing. We've only got a minute left. Is there a final, I mean, I want to give the phone numbers too, at least from Monticello and Middletown offices. Is there anything else you want folks to know at this time?
I did, while we were on the phone, to just get some additional information regarding immigration. So we are finding that more people are applying for economic assistance. Some of our immigrant farm workers, oddly enough, are deemed essential workers, and then on the same token, didn't qualify necessarily for any stimulus. So there is significant hardship right now in our immigration population here. And then just to reiterate, we'll give you the phone numbers, but Catholic Charities is one phone number. So anybody who's seeking food, assistance with financial help, substance abuse treatment, medication-assisted therapies, trying to find out what to do as a family member, it's all the same number, and they'll be directed where they need to be to make sure they get the help within our system.
Okay, what's that number?
It's 845-794-8080. Most of our services can be connected between the hours of 9 to 5 right now. However, anyone that is in a substance abuse situation that is seeking immediate help, the phones do roll over to our crisis services unit, and they are able to be assisted 24/7. And that could even be family members that are looking for assistance, and certainly our staff can get them in connection with the right person to call them back so that we can support them.
If they got somebody else in the family that they're concerned about.
Yeah, or right. Even if people just need a Narcan kit in their home.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We'll help you out. We'll do the virtual Narcan training, and we'll make sure that you get a kit.
Okay, and that number again is 845-794-8080. That's 794-8080. Dr. Mike, anything else?
No, sir. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the opportunity to send the message out.
All right. Well, I thank you both for speaking with us. It's Dr. Mike Weddle, Medical Director, and Amy Kolakowski, Director of Behavior Health Services with the Catholic Charities of Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster. They can be reached at 845-794-8080. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for your time.
You too. Thank you.
Be well.
This is WJFF. We're Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station. Stay tuned. We're going to have the latest headlines coming right up. So stay tuned for that. Coming up in just a moment here on WJFF on your Wednesday afternoon.